Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Janice Tunnell, your host for Beauty Talk. Welcome to the show for tonight. We have an exciting show planned for tonight, and I'm happy to introduce to you all Yetunde Jude. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know it was kind of last minute. We just met yesterday, but my friend CJ came over to the booth, and she was talking about your products and your book, you know, CJ and her natural hair. So I said, well, you know, take me over there, and I wanted to meet you because I think, you know, the natural hair care is a big thing to me, and I just wanted to kind of jump into it a little bit more. We recently had a London-based care brand reach out to us and send us their products, and they market it for curly hair girls. And then we had another brand out of Charlotte, North Carolina, who actually the owner is a friend of ours, and she, you know, does all natural hair care products as well. So I felt like, you know, this has been coming up a lot lately, and I just kind of wanted to actually really get into what it's all about. And then the fact that you have a book, I think, is amazing. So after the beauty news, we're going to jump into a conversation about it. So I'm going to turn it over to my sister Denise. Okay. So I'm turning it over to Denise. We can't hear you. Hold on one second. There we go.
Because she wants to keep me on mute and then pretend like I'm not paying attention on the cell.
You're on now.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Just briefly, a few things really quickly. Paul Mitchell Systems partners with UCAM Makeup. UCAM Makeup is a leading beauty app that offers digital makeovers using experiments with hundreds of beauty and makeup products. And it will feature 32 different Paul Mitchell professional hair color shades ranging from blonde to blue. Users will be linked directly to Paul Mitchell's salon locator so that they can pretty much realize their hair care color fantasies by having a location near them. Pavonia, for those of you who are estheticians out there who are really into skincare, Pavonia celebrates its 25th anniversary. I remember them when I finished aesthetic school. Kind of started using them right out of aesthetic school. But Pavonia celebrates a major milestone by celebrating its 25th anniversary. So to celebrate the 25 years in the professional skincare industry, Pavonia is offering exclusive VIP experiences with partnering spas, launching new products and promotions, and participating in continuous charitable outreach. Philip Hennessy, the president and chief executive officer of Pavonia, says, "We are welcoming new distributors to our global network. Celebrating the loyalty of clients who have been with us since their launch in 1991, expanding support programs to our loyal customers, and introducing them to new products that will increase profits and excite clients." On the horizon of their, this is all on the horizon of their relaunch of their Body Renew, which is a chic and budget-friendly bath and body collection. And lastly, Luxury Brand Partners raises the bar. They have named Lindsay Bardnell as their president of the company's new Lead Hership initiative. which promotes the empowerment, equal recognition, and mentorship of the beauty industry's talented women. Luxury Brand Partners will conduct a series of gatherings, networking, and mentorship programs that contribute to the initiative's big, hairy, audacious goal, an industry that maintains and supports equal representation in pay, influence, leadership, and recognition.
All right. Nice. Thank you very much. So, Yetunde, tell me, first introduce yourself to our listening audience and just give us an idea of who you are, what inspired you to create this natural hair care collection.
Well, basically I started just doing research for myself. I have two daughters, and years ago when I was in college, I was going through the transition of being natural, and I really didn't mm-hmm. know how to take care of my hair. So I started doing research and mixing some things together, and after a couple of, you know, trials and error, I came up with a couple of recipes that were really good. And I had no intentions of making hair care products. But what inspired me basically was I have a patent on a hair comb, and I wanted to get feedback from the natural hair community to kind of see if they were interested in buying the comb. And what I kept getting when I was surveying women was that the comb was nice, and they, you know, they could see the how useful it could be, but what they wanted were better products. And I was
gotcha.
A little kind of taken aback because in my book I have recipes. So if you, I wrote a book in 2009 called The Black Hair Care Revolution, and it was based on the research that I'd done and also the trials and errors that I've been through. And I interviewed these women outside of a natural hair show. So I didn't understand how they were coming out of a natural hair show where there were a lot of products and new products and natural, quote-unquote, products there, and they still weren't satisfied with what they were being sold. So what I decided
right.
to do is just develop the product line to address the pain points that women with kinky curly hair have, which is excessive shedding, premature breakage, dryness, stunted growth, and dullness. So, and I also have two daughters, and I wanted them to be proud of their natural hair. And so
mm-hmm.
as a result of me making products and using it on their hair and just a lot of the feedback that I'm getting from my customers, they're pretty much kids enjoy their hair, and my customers are, you know, enjoy having soft hair. And it, there's a bit of a learning curve because people are used to shedding and breakage because they don't realize that the products on the market, the shampoos and conditioners, have chemicals that are damaging their hair.
Right, right. What made you want to even go natural?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know because
mm-hmm.
I started going natural, I think, in 90, first time I did it was in 94. And my
mm-hmm.
mother and my aunts and my grandmother, they'd all been natural. I've never seen them with a perm. And one
okay.
year, actually the year before I went natural, I was for my mother's birthday. My sister and I
mm-hmm.
took her to get a perm because we were just like, oh no, you can't, you need to have a perm. You need to see how it feels. And she actually, for the first time in her life, got a perm. It didn't
mm-hmm.
last, but for some reason I realized when I had a perm, I would always do things to make my hair full. So I would do twist outs when I had a perm to give my hair body or braid outs when I had
yeah.
a perm. And, I don't know, just something hit me, and I cut off all my hair and went natural like the year after I got my mama perm. And from then on, it's just been something in me. Even though I transitioned, I went back and forth between perms and natural because I didn't know how to take care of my natural hair. It was something
mm-hmm.
in me that I just had the desire to be natural and to figure it out.
Right.
And there's a certain freedom you experience when you're natural.
Absolutely. I think it was about 2005 when I went natural. Let me say this, and then I'll go ask. I have a question I want to ask you. So 2005 I went natural, and then I fell off the wagon and went back to a relaxer. And then in 2006, I went back natural, and I've been natural since. But when we say natural, define for me what natural is, because there are people who don't have relaxers, they have no chemicals in their hair, and we say that's natural, but they may straighten their hair, you know, or there's people who have no chemicals in their hair and they don't straighten their hair. They're both natural, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The difference,
you know, sometimes
is, and I know some people kind of question that, the difference is, mm-hmm. is when you constantly getting your hair straightened, you are
mm-hmm.
changing the structure of the bonds on your each strand. So you're
right.
kind of it's a form of relaxing your hair, because your hair, you won't have that elasticity. You're breaking that up when you're applying that heat over and over again in high temperatures. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes your hair won't even revert back to its curl pattern.
Natural.
You will lose your curl,
mm-hmm.
your natural curl pattern, yeah, because you've applied so much heat. So that's why some people kind of question, well, are you still natural? They're still natural because they have not chemically processed their hair, but their hair is not in its natural state. It doesn't have its natural curl pattern.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, when you say, and like some of the other product brands that I just mentioned earlier, when you all say that your products are for curly hair,
mm-hmm.
talk about what that means, that curly hair.
Okay. Well, the primary thing is there is a pH level, there's a difference between the pH level of someone with natural curly hair and someone with
mm-hmm.
chemically processed hair or straight hair. So
gotcha.
We can start with that. So my products are pH balanced for curly hair. Also, there are certain my products are plant-based. So there are no chemicals
mm-hmm.
in my products. Even the preservative is plant-based. But you basically want to cater to the chemical makeup of the hair texture. And so
mm-hmm.
the primary thing is the pH levels being proper.
Gotcha.
And no harsh chemicals. Because, like I said, some of the chemicals in the shampoos that are on the market damage our hair. So it makes our hair hard and coarse. And a lot of times I know some people are adding things to their shampoos after they buy them to lower the pH levels. But then they still have
mm-hmm.
to contend with the chemicals that are damaging the hair shaft.
Wow. So from what I've read, your products are free from carcinogens, silicone,
mm-hmm.
paraben, sulfate, mineral oils, alcohols, toxins, and other artificial ingredients. So
correct.
what do those chemicals do to your hair? How do they damage your hair? And why, you know, how come we shouldn't have them in our products?
Well, I guess we could start with the carcinogens. There are a lot of carcinogens. Sodium lauryl sulfate is considered a carcinogen. And the interesting
mm-hmm.
thing about it is when I started putting information out there, the industry, mm-hmm. there was no pushback because people really didn't realize how many carcinogens were in their products. And that sodium lauryl sulfate was considered a carcinogen. And I was able to
mm-hmm.
pull research when I was doing my book and my blog. I pulled research and I showed where government agencies had considered it a carcinogen. But now
mm-hmm.
there's so much pushback on the internet. Now it's questionable. If you research it, they have all this, you know, that I guess industries can pay scientists to say the opposite of what you already know the
right.
truth to be about a particular chemical. And it's really
right.
interesting that now the information is different when you search on the internet. But sodium lauryl sulfate is considered a carcinogen. There are some chemicals that are in the products that are banned in other countries. And your skin starts absorbing chemicals or whatever product you put on your hair, on your body, within 24 seconds. So all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
what you're putting on your hair, is being absorbed into your bloodstream. My products are designed so that when your bloodstream absorbs all of the plant-based ingredients, in my products that if they're actually helping you and they're good for your bloodstream. Because I wanted to reduce the carcinogen footprint of all of my customers. There are carcinogens in the air, in our water. So, you know, and that's why so many of us are getting cancer. You asked, alcohol. The alcohols, and that was something that I put out a long time ago because I wanted people to, I put out a list of ingredients that you should be careful about, you know, you should watch. And when you, you know, go to the store and you buy your products, I suggested that people read the ingredients. And I think it was acetyl alcohol was like one of the first ingredients that they were putting in products, which means that there's a heavy concentration of alcohol in a product, your hair shaft. They use it, it's a cheap ingredient. They use it to mix oil and water, make it easier to mix oil and water. So that's why a lot of products have it. And they try to say, oh, it's healthy. It's healthy for your hair because it's made from coconut oil. Well, there's a certain chemical that they use to pull the alcohol out of the coconut, and that's where the damage comes in. So, yeah, so those are two ingredients, you know, bad for your bloodstream, and then it makes your hair hard and brittle.
Wow. Now, what products do you have in your line?
So I have two shampoos. My shampoos are two-in-ones, which means they're conditioning shampoos, and you don't have to follow them up with a conditioner. One is called Moisture Blast Conditioning Shampoo, and that's the conditioning shampoo. And then you have Build Up Blaster, which is the clarifying shampoo. I also have a hot oil treatment, which is a light oil that you can use with or without heat, and you can use it on dry or wet hair. Have a leave-in conditioning spray, and you can use it the same way on wet or dry hair. There's a hair mask, an avocado coconut hair mask, which contains live foods, and you can use it like a pre-wash. So you wet your hair, you put the mask on your hair, cover it with a plastic cap for about 30 minutes to an hour, and then you wash it out. And it repairs your hair, it strengthens your hair. And, yeah, so those are all the products that I have. There are a total of five.
What's the benefits of coconut in hair products?
Coconut, it has a lot of vitamins in it. It strengthens the hair shaft, and it also adds moisture. So you don't want to get the food-grade coconut oil, because one thing that a lot of people have been discovering is that you'll start having hair loss if you use the food-grade coconut oil. So you want to use a cold-pressed coconut oil that is for your skin or your hair. But, yeah, it definitely adds moisture.
Nice. Now, I remember seeing on your website where it says Yelani is not just a brand but a revolution. Tell us about what the revolution is all about.
Well, part of the revolution, and I'm so happy that I entitled my book The Black Hair Care Revolution, is about people going back to being natural and appreciating their natural beauty, especially women of color. And so the revolution is appreciating who you are in your natural state. The shampoos that I create are suds-free because the chemical that they use to create suds is a carcinogen, and I don't add that to my products. So there's a learning curve when it comes to using the shampoos. But at the same time, right now, a lot of people with natural hair think that our hair, if you go natural, you have to deal with shedding. If you go natural, you have to deal with breakage. If you don't go natural, your hair is going to be hard. And so the revolution is learning that that's not the case. You can actually use gentle products. You don't have to buy what they're selling you. You can either make your own products or buy. There are plant-based products out there that will allow you to enjoy your hair. So that's their revolution, appreciating and enjoying your hair instead of just, there are a lot of women out there who are natural and they're down for the struggle and they're trying to figure it out and they have a whole bunch of products. They're going through all these products. Their hair is not where they want it to be, but they're not going back to the perm. So the revolution is actually being able to not only appreciate being natural and that freedom that you feel, but enjoying your hair.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take when you first went natural, or when you finally went natural, I should say? How long did it take you to be able to understand your hair and be able to manage it? Because sometimes I find it frustrating trying to deal with the natural hair. At what point do you get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm cool with this now, I can manage this? What's the process like?
Wow. So it took a long time for me to actually get to where I am today. Trying to figure out how to answer that question. Like, within the last 3 years, when I really started making my own products, that's when I was like, okay, I'm cool with this. This is wonderful. I can, now I know what I'm doing with my hair. Because one thing that you'll experience using Leilani products, your hair will revert back to its natural state, the state that it comes out of your scalp. A lot of times people don't get to experience their hair in a softer state, because as soon as they get new growth, they're using the shampoo, and then it makes their hair hard again. So, it took a long time. I was able to tolerate my hair up to, 7 years ago, but really, I really wasn't able to really appreciate my hair until I started making the product myself. And, it's like night and day. When I say it's like night and day, literally, I remember buying some organic shampoo that I used to buy a long time ago. And I was like, okay, I just want to get some organic shampoo. I stocked up, and I washed my hair the first time, and it felt like a Brillo pad. And I didn't understand, all I did was wash my hair. It was within one wash. And I stood over the sink, and I combed my hair, and my hair was literally breaking off in my white sink. And so I started making my own product. I did that same test, and I saw a reduction in shedding and breakage, like by 80% the first time I washed my hair with my shampoo.
What was it about the organic shampoo? You hear these words organic and natural and all that.
Yeah.
What was it about that shampoo that was breaking your hair?
First of all, it wasn't pH balanced for our hair, and it had a lot of chemicals in it. And even though you'll see a product that says this is all natural, organic, that doesn't mean that it's chemical-free. That doesn't mean that it doesn't have a chemical-based preservative. And that's something I get a lot of pushback when I was talking to different manufacturers about producing the product, because that is an end goal of mine. But a lot of them were like, they were insisting on putting a chemical preservative in it. And they're like, you can still legally call your product natural. And my thing is, I know that that preservative is a carcinogen, and I'm not putting that in my products. I use my product. My children use my product. I want my people to be healthier. And so this is my contribution to my people. So I'm not going to sell them a chemical-based product without letting, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
A lot of those products, the chemicals, that's the difference, the chemicals in the products.
So I was going to ask before Janice started asking about, before she mentioned, organic and natural, it popped in my head when you said you had purchased an organic shampoo and then your hair was hard. I was going to ask, how much of, these buzzwords are actually a bunch of mumbo jumbo? A lot of brands use these buzzwords, because then people are going to run to, oh my God, I'm getting something that's good for me, but yet they're still not reading, ingredients on packaging. They're reading organic, natural,
paraben free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what these companies are doing is that they're going to these hair shows, and they're going to handcrafted shows. And they're seeing what, the mom and pop are doing and what they're writing about. And they take those buzzwords and they put them on the products. Now, think about shea butter. You see a lot of products. I'm like, ooh, shea butter. We have shea butter is part of their ingredients. They have it on their labels and everything. White people don't even know about shea butter. So how do these companies know about shea butter to sell them to us, but it's not even mainstream? Because they go and they find the words that we're using in our community, and then they use them to sell us products. So just because something is paraben-free doesn't mean anything. Just because it's sulfate-free, that doesn't mean anything if you got have other chemicals in there that are damaging and carcinogens, and they're making my hair hard, and the product is a pH balance for my hair. So it's like they're following behind us so that they can take the customers from companies, that the small companies that are making healthy products, the larger companies are kind of coming in there, you know, elbowing their way in, using those buzzwords because they know that we're familiar with them, and those are supposed to be signs that we have a safe product, but they're not selling a safe product.
So what should we be looking out for? I'm sorry, but what should we be looking out for in the ingredients? I mean, I know they're saying it's paraben-free, it's sulfate-free, it's free of this, it's free of that, but is there something else that's still in it that we probably don't know to look out for?
This is what I say. When you look at the ingredients, and half of the ingredients are words that you don't know, or you have to get a science book out to figure out what they are, you don't need to get that product. And, you know, when I wrote my book, there weren't as many chemicals in the products as they are now. Like, my suggestion was, here, you go get your list. You have the book, and you look at the ingredients in the book, and you look at the ingredients on the product. If it has X, Y, Z, don't get it. Easier back then. Now, you go get the products. First of all, they'll have a list of all these plant-based ingredients at the top or maybe at the bottom in a block form. And then right after it, they have a whole list of chemicals that half of them I haven't even seen before. You don't want that.
Right. Right. You know, it's unbelievable how, like you were saying, how they go to the shows and they see what everyone's talking about, and, you know, then they package and label their products, you know, a certain way. You know, and I guess education is key. And so how do we educate people about these products, and how do we educate people about how to care, you know, for their natural hair? And I know that you have a book, but how do we get them to the point where they're reading these books? You know, they're watching the videos. There's a lot of videos out there too.
Yeah, and, you know, and all videos are not created equal. There's some videos I kind of look at and I kind of cringe. I'm like, oh, you're doing what? And or you look at a video and the person's hair looks super hard. And a lot of times it's just people trying to, they're on a journey. They're trying to figure out what works for them, and they're sharing that. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for you. But, you know, just sisters out there trying, and I understand the struggle. My hair care book, I wrote a small, and I call it a simple pocket guide to growing and maintaining healthy natural and permed hair. Because I wanted to write something in a form where it's easy to read, because, you know, you get these hair care books, and they're like 4 or 5 inches thick. And people really aren't reading everything, so you're going to miss a lot of information. My book is written simply, and it's a short book. There's a hair journal in the back, but I touch on everything, all the basic things that you need to know about taking care of your hair. When you start getting technical, you start losing a lot of people. When you try, you know, you're using all these different new buzzwords. When you want to see the veracity of your hair, how much moisture does it absorb? Will it sink if you put it in water? Those are all compensations for using bad products. My book gets straight to the point, talks about shampooing your hair. It talks about conditioning your hair, what types of fabrics are good for your hair and not good for your hair, chemicals to avoid in products. I even give you a snippet on the science of hair so you can actually understand, okay, this is what a hair follicle looks like. This is what's happening when I'm putting too much heat or bad chemicals on my hair follicle. This is what a shaft looks like. So I kind of break it down so that you have enough information about everything.
And
a lot of people have been very successful.
We were just talking about about, you know, education. So I guess for me, my question would be, how do we get the hairstylists educated? Because there's still hairstylists out there who are not educated on product in general. Like, they don't keep up with the latest and the greatest, whether brands are using buzzwords or not. They're not keeping up with the latest and greatest products, what to use on different hair types. You know, because there are a lot of stylists out there who say, you know, they don't really do natural hair, or, you know, they pretty much only work with, you know, permed hair or weaves. And the most that they may do with natural hair is braiding it up or getting somebody else to braid it. And then, you know, they're doing weaves. So it's like, how do we get the hairstylist educated? Because it's going to start there, because people wouldn't really have to go on these journeys by themselves if, you know, and they wouldn't have to journal about these journeys if, you know, if they were being educated from their hairstylist.
Right. And, you know, that's a hard nut to crack because, you know, a lot of hairstylists, their attitude is basically, I went to school for this, so I know, you know, what I'm talking about and you don't.
Absolutely.
And my thing is, if you, I interview hairstylists. And I always tell people, don't just go in and say, oh, I want you to do my hair. Talk to them. See if you're on the same page about hair care. See if they're telling you the same old story about, oh, hair is supposed to shed, even though you every time you comb your hair, it's all over the floor, and they're trying to tell you that's normal, or heat doesn't cause shedding. Look for, just interview those hairdressers. See if you guys are on the same page. See if you're hearing what you know to be true coming out of their mouths, or things that you disagree with. And you don't have to go with just the first hairdresser that you come across. Leave that person, go to someone else. But hairdressers really need to be educated. I mean, I really stopped going to hairdressers because I would see, you know, their attitude, or they really didn't like working with natural hair, but now it's the trend, so they have to work with natural hair. And, you know, the complaints that they're saying. If they use good products in your hair, then all of us will be walking around with healthy hair, permed or natural. So there's definitely, but you know what, now that I think of it, the schools don't teach them how to take care of our hair. They teach them how to perm our hair. When they have their tests, their tests to get their licenses, they do tests on straight hair. They don't do tests on our hair. I know there was a lady who had a lawsuit against, I don't know if it was Texas or the state of Georgia, but she fought to be able to take her test on natural hair, on our hair. And she had to go to court for that. So they're not even educated in the schools. So if there was a school that could teach people about natural hair, maybe we'd have better stylists. A lot of the stylists, I have come across some stylists that are concerned about health, and I've been on the same page with them, but they're few and far between. So we need schools. We need schools to educate these hairstylists when they're coming out, or we need to educate them ourselves. If you're going to do my hair, this is what I need you to do. You can take your own products to them. If you say, these are the products that I use, I want you to use them in a salon, they'll use them. They won't have a choice.
Right. Wow, yeah. I think that's key, just getting them educated as well, because just like my sister said, then those who are going natural wouldn't have to go at it alone, and sometimes it wouldn't take years of frustration. You know, maybe you could just be a little frustrated, you know, in a few months or a year, but not years. I think that's one of my problems, is just I don't know what to do with my hair. And, you know, and sometimes you just get frustrated and sometimes weave it or put braids in or something just so that you don't have to deal with it.
And I think the industry is going to be forced to contend with the smaller companies like myself creating natural products, because people are going to become aware and there's going to be a pushback. And every time there's a pushback in our community, the big wigs and the bigger companies, you know, they listen and they pay attention. And so they'll be forced to start giving, you know, providing better products. These stylists will be forced to learn. Even if they don't learn it in school, they're going to have to figure it out. But they're going to be forced to learn how to take care of natural hair in the right way. And I know some They were talking about Dominican, some of the Dominican salons were sliding perm into the conditioners. I don't know how common that is, but I've been reading a lot of complaints about that online. So you have to be very careful, and you really want to make sure that your stylist is on the same page as you.
Well, you know, regardless of the perm and the conditioners, Dominican salons, in my opinion, use too much heat.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone is going to damage your hair.
Yeah. And yeah, the concern from my viewpoint is that it's like they want to get you that style right then and there. It's not about longevity with your hair.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I went one time, and when I left there, I was like, oh my God, this is gorgeous, but I'll never come back again. So much heat, it was ridiculous.
And my
hair was natural, and I saw girls with relaxers going to the Dominican salons, and I was like, oh my God, this is just too much, you know. But you know, and I'm not trying to talk bad about them, but that's what it was. It was just extremely a lot of heat.
When you have that much heat in your hair and you wet your hair is still straight often. If there's too much heat, if the temperature is too high, it's like, I didn't know you could get a perm just with a flat iron. Your hair is permanently straight.
Right. Yes. Wow, it's something else.
What advice would you give someone who decided, okay, if they decided today, you know, I think I'm going to come out of my relaxer and go natural? What advice would you give them, and are there any steps that they should take once they make that decision?
I don't know. I know a lot of people's journeys are different. Some people, like me, I'm impatient. So I always cut my hair off when I was going natural. And then I suffer through that little period where, you know, you don't know what to do with your hair because it's in between.
Right.
And then you have people who are really patient who will grow their hair out and clip their permed ends off until it's, you know, they keep it a certain length until it's all natural. What I say is make sure that you're using gentle products, because where the permed hair meets the natural hair, it's really fragile. And that's where you'll see a lot of breakage. But if you use products that are conditioning and moisturize your hair, then it will protect that little bond where they connect, and you won't have as much breakage. And so that's the key if you're going to grow your hair out and just clip your ends, is to make sure that your hair is moisturized and conditioned at all times.
Right.
Okay, well, picking up from there, so you're growing your hair out, you're making sure that it's moisturized and conditioned at all times, and let's say you come across a hairstylist who's good with natural hair, and, you know, it can do a lot of natural, you know, hairstyles and that type of thing, not using any heat. So when you go and meet with them, how do you know what they're saying to you is right? You know, because, you know, you mentioned a little earlier, you know, when you're asking them about, I forget what it was you said about, the shedding of the hair. How do we know? I know what you said about shedding of hair, but how else do we know that they know what they're talking about? How do we, you know, when we go talk to these people, how do we know? If we don't know, how do we know that they know?
Well, you have to do your homework, too. And there are some things, I think, throughout the years that you've heard from hairdressers that you probably stopped going to because it didn't make sense. And a lot of times you want to listen for that, too. I spoke to one hairdresser, and she was trying to convince me because she wanted to clip my ends. And, you know, that's an upsell when at a salon. So, yeah, I'll clip your ends. You need your ends clipped. It's so horrible. How much is that? $10, $15 more. And then she went into some spiel about how I was going to get alopecia from my split ends and all this stuff. Now, my hair was long, it was going to take a long time if I had split ends for that to happen. And that was something that kind of caught my attention. Another hairstylist told me he wanted me to come back in and get my hair pressed. This is when I was getting my natural hair pressed. And, you know, I told him, you know, he wanted me, like, within a couple of days, I think it was 4 or 5 days of him doing it before. And I'm like, you know, too much heat is going to damage my hair. Oh, no, heat doesn't damage your hair. And I'm looking at him like, that's just basic knowledge. And then eventually he was like, well, yeah, you're right. It does that. So you have to listen for things that don't make sense to you. But you also have to do your homework and then see what they have to say. Don't leave them in your interview. Just let them talk. And if they hit on things that you know aren't true, then you need to find somebody else. Or ask them, how do you feel about working with natural hair? Now, they might say, oh, it's not a problem, but then they keep talking. They'll start telling the truth. And, you know, I don't. Most hairdressers like to talk. So they'll let some bones fly out. And you smile and say, thank you, I'll think about it, and I'll talk to you later. Or you can see somebody's hair.
No,
if you
go ahead.
Somebody's hair that's really nice and healthy, like I've stopped people in a grocery store, and I'm just like, oh, my God, your hair is so healthy, because now I can recognize healthy hair. And then they'll give me, oh, so-and-so did this for me. Oh, can I get their number? That works, too.
Right. That's true. That's true. I know earlier in the conversation I was saying that in 2005 I went natural, then I fell off the wagon. And what I meant by that was I found a hairstylist that did my hair in high school. I reconnected with her several years later. When I was in high school, I had a relaxer. Did not get a relaxer until about, I don't know if it was my freshman or sophomore year, but had a relaxer, and I reconnected with her after I got out of college, but several years out of college. I went to her. Told her my hair was natural. I just wanted her to straighten my hair. So I get there, 2005, was growing out my hair, my relaxer rather, and she's doing my hair. And by the time, you know, we got started really good, she was like, I have to put a relaxer in your hair so that I can work on fixing this breakage in the back. And so I said, okay, not thinking about this breakage in the back that she's talking about, it's like, for some reason, it's like an area of my hair that always has breakage. No matter what we do, cut my hair off, whatever, still have it. I have it, my sister has it, my mother has it. Not thinking about all of that when she said it. And I started later as a relaxer, you know, when it's time, like, what is it? What was it, like every... What is it, 8 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. You go in and you get the little touch-up or whatever. So it's time for her to give me a touch-up, and so she's going to give me a touch-up, and I said no. So she said, she's like, you know, she let it go, and then the next time I came in, she was ready to give me a touch-up again, and I said, no, I don't want a touch-up. She said, well, what are we going to do with this hair? I said, you're just going to keep, you know, straightening it when I come in because I'm not getting any more relaxes. I don't want any touch-ups. And I started realizing then that, one, she really didn't know how to work with natural hair, and she didn't know how to straighten hair. She didn't know how to straighten hair that well either. But I had a conversation with her when I first reconnected with her. I had a conversation with her, and I told her what I wanted done to my hair, how I wanted it done. She was like, oh, yeah, that's fine, no problem. So she had the opportunity right then to say, you know, I don't straighten hair too well or whatever, you know, and I guess for them it's just like, let me just get this client again type of thing. So we'll worry about that later. But you're right, you know, eventually when they start talking and you start saying things, you'll see that you see where the weakness comes in, you know, where they really don't know, what have you. And then eventually I just, you know, kept going for a little while longer, let it grow out, and then I just eventually left. And found somewhere else to go. But you're right. Eventually, you know, they'll show themselves.
And I had a hairdresser that I reconnected with And I remember when I had a perm and when I first went natural, he was just like, well, what? Let me put a texturizer in it. I can't. Oh, no, I don't like working with natural hair. Now, that was years back. So then when I reconnected with him, just, you know, he was a good guy. I just wanted to speak to him and everything. He was like, yeah, I do natural hair now. And I'm like, but I thought you didn't like doing natural hair. He was like, yeah, but everybody's natural now. So I thought maybe he was back on, okay, now he's learning to appreciate natural hair. So I let him do my hair. And he didn't complain when he was doing my hair because by then I started making my products. But he's like, you know, some people's
right.
hair and this and that. And that. I was like, he does not like natural hair. I can tell. Because he's comparing my hair to all those other people, but I'm using my products. So that's the difference with, you know, and that he didn't make that connection. I was telling him it's because of the products. Had he made that connection,
right.
he would probably appreciate doing natural hair now. But
right.
I had to leave again. That was my second time leaving him.
Now, do you have a stylist or you just work with it yourself?
I'm working with my hair myself, but I did I actually did a seminar today with a young lady. Her name is Kiwanda Williams. Kiwanda Jackson, I'm sorry. And she has a salon in Decatur. And this is someone I was talking to, and we were on the same page, and I was so impressed. Because, you know, stylists, a lot of stylists are just really concerned about the end product. But we were on the same page. She was saying stuff before I was saying. I'm like, okay, I like her. So I'm going to give her a try.
Right.
Okay. And let her style my hair, my daughter's hair. Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't have anyone right now, but I definitely need someone.
Gotcha. So it's just, you know, it's just trial and error all the way around from products to a stylist, which I do understand. It still can be frustrating because, like you said, until you get the stylist on board, you know, all stylists on board and, you know, being able to just service all types of clients, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, but you know what? This is part of the revolution. This is part because
right,
by
exactly.
the time my daughters, like my daughters are 7 and 9, by the time they're our ages, they're going to already know how to do their hair. It's going to be widespread knowledge because back in the 90s, we didn't know anything. Like, we were asked stopping people on the corner, like, oh, you're natural. What do you do? I got stopped on the corner so many times. That's why I started, you know, I put out my blog. That's why I put out my book because we were just sharing information in the streets. Now people can spew a lot of stuff in my book. I'll talk to people, and I'll hear them talking about it. Yeah, because, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so. And my eyes just get bigger like, wow, you know, this is the revolution is taking place. It will not be televised. It is going down
right now.
So these babies are going up, and they're going to have all this information. Yes.
Absolutely.
The hairstylists are going to be on point. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be great. Why do you think so many people have started trying to go natural now, though?
You know, it's interesting because when I first went natural and I had a bunch of roommates, I was in college, and people would stop me just walking on campus like, oh, my God, you cut off your hair. You're natural. What are you going to do with it? And I would tell them, you know, it's great. You should go natural. They're like, no. All those people are natural now. I think it started being a trend first. You know, you start seeing your celebrity people going natural. It's like, okay, well, I want to try this. And then, you start appreciating it. And, you know, those 4 to 6, 8 weeks, whatever long you're supposed to take, our hair grows fast. So you're constantly getting touch-ups. I remember hiding when it was around touch-up time. I'd go get my baseball cap because my hair was poofy. And that was, you know, something, a battle that I always had. I don't know if you guys went through that, but, yeah, that touch-up time was time to start ducking. And I didn't have to do that anymore. And it was such a freedom. And then you have these people with these nice hairstyles, and you can look natural you can look beautiful being natural. And I think people just wanted to kind of try it out. And more people started trying it out. And so that trend became something more of an identity. And some people say it's a fad. I don't think it is. Because when you go natural and you know how to take care of your hair, man, it's a beautiful feeling. There's freedom. And it's a connection that you make with just yourself and where you come from. So that's the only way I can explain it is, you know, you start seeing somebody else celebrating their hair and your hair starts looking good. When you really see somebody with natural hair and their hair looks good, that's what makes you want to go natural.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So what kind of feedback have you been getting from people about your products and then about your book?
Oh, my God, it's been so awesome. My life has totally changed after writing the book and making the product, and not even just writing the book, because I wrote the book, and then I was a mother and a wife at that time. So I was in the house, taking care of kids. I really didn't know who was buying my book. I did not know until
right.
I started making these products and actually going and being vendors at shows. That's when I started meeting people who actually read the book from years ago. And they're telling me,
wow.
Oh, yeah. This one lady, she was so awesome. She came to the Natural Hair Show with her daughter, and she was telling me, I got your book, and, you know, look at my daughter's hair. And she started telling me her story, and she said that even when she was unemployed, and she almost started crying. She was like, even when she was unemployed, she would take care of her daughter's hair because the recipes were in the book, and she was able to go to her kitchen and mix stuff up for her daughter's hair. And that meant a lot to her. And she also talked about taking the book to the store and reading the ingredients and comparing to what she saw in the book and making her list based on what she got in the book. So I've been getting positive feedback, a lot of good feedback, especially when I run into my readers. My products, I get positive feedback from my products. If you go to Amazon and type in Yelani, you'll see the reviews. And I basically feed off of the responses that I get from my customers when it comes to my products. They let me know, okay, this one, my hair is starting to thicken up. I see the length in my hair. One of my customers' aunt saw her on Facebook and was like, what are you using in your hair? Because 6 months ago, your hair didn't look like that. I'm getting all kinds of positive results. And it warms my heart because it shows that I made the right steps. And making these products and meeting all these beautiful people with beautiful spirits, it's uplifted me in my life, I know. So it's just a win-win all the way around.
That's amazing. Now, are you able to get the book from your website? I know you can get it from Amazon, but I think it's sold out on Amazon right now. Are you able to get it from your website?
No, not right now. I am having my right now the only place you can get it is Amazon. I was selling it at Whole Foods. I don't know if they're still in Whole Foods because they're doing something different with their books now. And there are a couple of different online outlets that sell my book. But right now, not on my website, but next year in the spring, I will have my books on my website.
Gotcha.
Because like I said, up until this year, I just started meeting readers.
Right.
And I sold over 3,000 copies and didn't even realize it because I just put the book out there as a something for my community. I wanted to uplift my community. I put it out there and just kept doing what I was doing. I had no idea.
Nice. Well, I just have one last question, and I wanted to ask you, what is beauty to you?
Oh, my God. I think beauty comes from the inside and actually knowing who you are and appreciating yourself. Everybody looks different. We all have different features and that people are going to judge differently. But when you can look in the mirror and know who you are, appreciate who you are from the inside and out, and proud of who you are, I think that's when you're at your that's beauty to me. The inner beauty kind of outshines the outer beauty, but when you have them both together, that's just the maximum right there. But, it comes from the inside.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so happy that you were able to come on with us tonight. I know it was last minute, but I definitely wanted to get you on and hear a little bit about your story. So thank you.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Good. It was a great conversation.
Yes, and thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Continued success with your products and your book.
Thank you. And follow me on social media at Yelani Hair on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we're getting our YouTube channel up. So that's at Yelani, Y-E-L-A-N-I Hair.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll definitely be looking forward to your YouTube as well. Will you be doing demonstrations or talking more about your product?
Yes. I am on the hunt for hairstylists that work with natural hair and are on the same page as far as healthy hair as I am. And we're going to have
mm-hmm.
instructional videos and everything. Yes.
Well, shout out your contact information. So just in case there's a hairstylist who fits that description that's listening to the show tonight.
Yes. Okay, so my website is yelani.com, YELANI.com. You can call me Yetunde Jude. My number is 404-901-9052, 404-901-9052. Or you can send an email at info@yelani.com, info@yelani.com.
Nice. Thank you so much again. And we'll be, you know, we'll try to keep in touch to see how things have progressed with your line and your book. And if you have anything new that's going on, please keep us posted so we can get the information out there.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, and have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you guys for tuning in. Please hit us up on Twitter or on our Facebook page for those of you who are on this natural hair journey. Tell us about your frustrations. Tell us about some of the products that you've tried and that you've used, you know, and let us know. Yelani gave some – I'm sorry, not Yelani. That's the name of her brand. Yetunde gave us some great information about ingredients. So I think it's important that we pay attention and just not look for those buzzwords,
right.
But look for those words that we can't pronounce and have no idea what they are. We need to look some of those up, grab some of them. I think I'm going to start shopping with my ingredients book in my purse. You know, look for some of those things as well, not just going for the buzzwords, because there are a lot of things that say organic, all natural, paraben free, sulfate free. We got to make sure it's not free of the other junk. So let's just be clear about that as well. Her book is called The Black Hair Care Revolution. You can get it on Amazon. I think I checked earlier today, I believe it was, and it sold out. So it's like $10 and some change. So keep your eyes posted for that. And then she did say the book would be out there next year on the website sometime. So just keep your eyes out for that, for those who are interested. And her product brand is called Yelani, YELANI. The website is yelani.com, and she has, I think it's two shampoos, a mask, a leave-in conditioner, and an oil, hot oil. So she has five products out there, and they range from $14.99 to $29.99. So they're all naturals. They are paraben-free. They're free of a lot of things, and the website tells you exactly what they're free of. So if you're interested, go out to her website to check it out. But she has natural hair care products for curly hair that actually work. She says Yelani products, it's your solution for dry, dull hair. So if you have dry, dull, natural hair, looking for a product that actually works, try the Yelani All Natural Collection. All right? So thank you guys for tuning in and for joining us tonight. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. We'll be back next Sunday night, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another great and inspiring and informative show. I see Sharon Tina out there on the line. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your continued support. And thank you guys, other people out there who are listening, thank you for your continued support. All right, so everyone have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.